I call them bad dreams. You might call them nightmares or night terrors. I don't get them often, but mine typically have something to do with not being ready, not being prepared. I can't get somewhere to save someone in time. I oversleep on the morning of something important, like preaching in chapel. I'm already running late and now my car won't start, or I have a flat tire. Does this sound familiar at all to any of you? Do any of you feel this way? Do you worry about not being prepared and not being ready? Jesus teaches his disciples with a kingdom of heaven parable. We're told of 10 virgins who are waiting to accompany a bridegroom into the wedding feast. Now, 5 of the virgins are described as wise. In addition to having lamps with them, they also have extra jars of oil. The other 5 virgins, they are described as foolish because although they have lamps with them, they don't have any extra oil. And for some reason, we're not told why, but for some reason, the bridegroom is delayed in arriving. He's running late. Picture the scene with me. Where is the bridegroom? Why isn't he here yet? Is something wrong? What if something happened to him? I'm tired of waiting for the bridegroom. I can't wait any longer. And sure enough, one by one by one, all 10 of these virgins fall asleep. Suddenly at midnight, the bridegroom arrives and all the virgins wake up. And those that are ready, they head inside with him and they accompany him into the feast. And the door is closed behind them and locked shut. No one else can get in. A little bit later, the foolish virgins, they return now with their jars of extra oil and they pound on the door and they say, "Lord, let us in." But what does the bridegroom say? He says, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you." These foolish virgins, they didn't have time to get ready. They needed to be ready already. And the bridegroom's words here, they show that these foolish virgins failed to prepare for him rightly. And then Jesus wraps up this parable with these words. He says, "Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Watch, be ready, be prepared. You know neither the day nor the hour. And each and every one of us here, we are a part of that you. We know neither the day nor the hour. But instead of preparing and getting ready, we get distracted, don't we? Life is busy, our oil runs out. You might be thinking, prepare, get ready. I'm just trying to make it through each day. I'm just trying to keep up. You wake up and you rush to get ready for the day before heading out the door. School is busy. Work is stressful. Bills need paid. Kids need taken care of. You worry about catching the coronavirus. You're frustrated that you have to wear a mask because of the coronavirus. And when you finally do have time to think, you're too tired to. And that's before things like cooking dinner, exercising, maybe doing some cleaning or just relaxing. I get it. I've been there. In fact, I am there. There are days where I don't think about preparing for the return of Jesus at all. You might think, prepare? It's been 2,000 years. I don't think there's any rush for us to prepare. Watch. Be ready. Be prepared. You know neither the day nor the hour. When the time of the bridegroom's arrival comes, there's no time to get ready. You need to be ready already. Otherwise, it's too late. That's the urging of this parable. And this parable might sound like it's all about us and about us getting ready. But it's just as much, if not more so, about the bridegroom, Jesus. It's about honoring Jesus and treating him the way he deserves and being prepared for him. Why? Because Jesus prepared for us. He was prepared for us that night as he heard the footsteps of the Roman soldiers coming to arrest him. He was prepared for us as he hung there on the cross with arms outstretched. And as blood came out of his hands and his feet and his side, it was like oil pouring out of a jar. He was prepared for us that first Easter morning as the sun rose and the seal of the tomb was broken. And he was prepared for us as he ascended into heaven, disappearing into the clouds. Why? To prepare a place for us. We need to be ready too. We need to be prepared for him. What if Jesus came at midnight while you're sleeping? There's no time to get ready. That could be terrifying. That could be a nightmare. So what does it mean to be ready? It might just mean something like daily confession and repentance, just one-on-one with God. Or in this political and social climate that we're in, and everything going on, it might mean having the strength and the perseverance to find peace and joy when no one else can. Whatever it takes, this parable urges us to desire those things. Some of you may already do this, but it may even be as simple as every night before bed, bowing your head and folding your hands together and saying these simple yet familiar words. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Did you catch those words? Forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong. Into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me. That's one way to be prepared. That's one way to be ready, to show the bridegroom, Jesus, the honor that he deserves. And when you're ready, you don't have to worry about if Jesus comes at midnight or if he comes when you're not expecting it, because you're ready. And when you're ready to accompany Jesus into that ultimate marriage feast, you can look forward to it and enjoy it, because that marriage feast is better than we can even imagine. That marriage feast and joining Jesus as we enter into it is better than even our wildest dreams. Amen.